move on to a speech by a very dear brother who has dedicated his life to advocating on behalf of this community. Brother Dawood Waleed is the executive director of the Michigan chapter of the Council on American Islamic Relations, which is CARE Michigan, and it's a chapter of America's largest advocacy and civil liberties organization for Muslims. He's a preacher of the Islamic faith. He's spoken at more than 30 institutions of higher learning. He's a regular contributor to numerous media outlets. And inshallah, he will always be with us fighting the good cause. Welcome, brother Dawood Waleed, by the salawat ala Muhammad wa Ali Muhammad.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه وصلوات الله وسلامه على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله الذين عذب الله عنهم الرصة وتحرهم تطيرا وراضي عن صحبات الراشدين ورحمة على تبين لهم من خير وعسار إلى يوم الدين وأما بعد ثم يقول الله عز وجل في كتابه الكريم بعد أن أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الله لا يغير ما بقوم حتى يغيروا ما بأنفسهم صدق الله العلي العظيم. Brothers and sisters in Islam and in humanity, assalamu alaikum. I have a special message for the Muslims here, and that's not to exclude anyone or to disrespect anyone, but I have a special message for the Muslims here. You, us, we American Muslims, I do not think we fully understand our position here as Muslims in the United States of America and the power and the influence we can have if we only understand what we have. We live in the world's so-called only superpower. We give $8 million a day to fund apartheid in Israel. $8 million a day. Which just means that we, as American Muslims, our taxpayer dollars are helping to fund that regime. And we have a moral duty and obligation to do better than what we've been doing. We have a moral obligation to do better than what we've been doing. There are two things that I'd like to say very briefly. Number one is, we have to be courageous and speak truth to power as it really is. We are living right now on stolen land. We talk about what's going on in Israel and AIPAC and the Zionist lobby, but what we fail to understand is that many Americans are preconditioned through the history of America to support the Zionist regime. This country was colonialized by settlers. This country for 400 years had ethnic cleansing of Native Americans, enslavement of Black Americans. Jim Crow, lynchings. And we in America today, we still cannot have an honest discussion about race in America. So if we can't have an honest discussion about race in America, then how in the world can we convince the people about the Zionist regime? We have a slave master on our money. Thomas Jefferson, George Washington owned over 200 slaves, and about 25% of the slaves in America were Muslim. We can't even have an honest discussion about that. So it's part of our responsibility as American Muslims to not just wave the flag and go along with this whole discourse about the founding fathers did this for America and this and this and this is how the American project is and we're for freedom and democracy. We want America to live up to the words that are on the Declaration of Independence, not how those slave masters understood those words.
Mama wants
My last point, brothers and sisters in Islam, Allah Azza wa Jalla said in the Quran, in Surah Muhammad, وَمَنْ يَبْخَلْ فَإِنَّمَا يَبْخَلُ عَنْ نَفْسِهِ. Whoever is stingy, then most certainly they're being stingy to their own selves. There's a principle in the Quran, dear brothers and sisters, that when we are generous and we help other people, God will in turn help us in our cause. But if we are only concerned about us, if we think that justice is just for us, then the help of Allah Azza wa Jalla will not come to us. We as Muslims in this Dearborn community, I give you a challenge. If you're only protesting about Palestine, every time Palestine gets bombed and you can't protest for any other causes, you will never get the support from Philistine for the broader American society. Never. La yumkin. La yumkin. It will not happen. It will not happen. So we as Muslims, we have a duty to live up to Islam. That we're supposed to be for freedom, justice, and equality for all people. And when we stand up for justice for other people, I believe that God will give us support. And then that day, inshallah, each and every one of us as American Muslims will be able to go in Shahr Ramadan and pray at El Masjid Al-Aqsa and it's free from occupation. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.